Welcome to the Scriba's tutorial. My name is Craig Maloney. In this series, I'll be describing the basics of using Scriba's. Scriba's, as you may know, is a very powerful desktop publishing program. It's open source and cross-platform, so you can run it on Windows, Macintosh, and Linux computers. We'll continue our example of the Majestic Maple Library newsletter. I've taken the liberty of adding the coffee shop and the bookstore book sale portions. So you'll note that the coffee shop hours and book sale text areas have been added. Don't worry, I haven't done the typical drawing exercise of turning two circles into a dancing hippo or anything like that. I used the same text area that we used before, and I also used the image frame, taking care to make sure that the images were resized into the frames, and also using the story editor. So if I click on the story editor, you can see the same thing that we were used to before with the title and the normal text. The only difference is that under the coffee shop hours, in order to get an italicized, I clicked on and created a new style sheet so I have the italicized text. But basically it's the same stuff that we did in the previous lesson. So if you want to learn more on how to do that, go back and check out the previous lesson. Okay? All right. Now, before we get too far into this, I want to tell you about the save button, because saving is incredibly important. There is an emergency parachute. So if there is a crash or some other thing with Scriba's, it will try and save as much as it can. But you want to not tempt fate. Tempting fate is very bad. So click on save. And there you have it. We've saved our document. Now, I want to talk for a little bit about the power of style sheets. Now, if you don't know what the power of style sheets is, style sheets allow you to make wholesale changes to a document very rapidly with a minimum amount of effort. So let's say that the person in charge of the Majestic Maple Library Fens Society wants to change the title font. They don't like Helvetica for whatever reason. Maybe they are a student of the 53 fonts in a document. But for whatever reason, we need to change that. So if I click on Edit and go to Paragraph Styles, I can change the title style sheet. And let's say I want to change it over to Gustavus, because that is the font that they want to have. So we can give it to them. And after clicking on OK, our titles are now changed. You'll note that the title that we made for announcements has been changed, the coffee shop hours have changed, and the book sale title has changed. So with the minimum amount of effort, we've rapidly changed the title. This works for any style sheet. So if you have a global style sheet and you want to change it, you can change it very rapidly by editing the style sheet. Now let's go and save our document once more and prepare it to send out to the rest of the world. The way to do that is to first off, click on the preflight verifier. The preflight verifier is kind of a technical way of making sure that the document is A-OK to send to other users. That makes sure that the document doesn't have any extraneous PDF garbage that could cause issues when you send it over to a publisher or to other people. So if we click on the preflight verifier, it comes back and says there's no problems found in the document. And I can check it against various versions of PDF. So if I want to make sure that I have a PDF 1.3 compatible format, I can click on 1.3. If I click on PDF X3 or PostScript, pretty much this document is simple enough that we're not going to have too many difficulties. So no worries there. So let's check and see what the document looks like. If I click on Print Preview, it will take a little while to get this document generated because it's got to go through several iterations to make sure that everything is A-OK. before it can generate the final copy. So with a little bit more time, we should be seeing a preview document. Ah, the joys of real time. And there we have it. That's what our document will look like. Now, I've got anti-aliasing on there. There's also the ability to display transparency and display the CMYK as well, just in case you want to send this over to a publisher. You can put in the CMYK. I'm not exactly seeing what it is in there. But, again, play with it and see what happens. So I'm going to close this out. There's also the ability to export this as a PDF document directly from the application. So you don't need to have an external PDF generator like Adobe Distiller or any of these other applications. You can do it right inside Scrivis. So that's very handy. And you don't have to set up screwy printer drivers or anything like that. So if I click on Save Print PDF, I have a whole lot of options available to me. Different compatibility layers. I have binding issue, abilities and such. I can choose the pages. I can choose for font substitution. I can embed the fonts into the document. It may be handy to do that. And I can also select security for the document if I want to password protect it. And I can also tell it that I want the output to be intended for a printer rather than for the screen, or I can have it be grayscale. It's totally in your control. So if I click on Save, I have a previous version of this, so I'm going to replace it. And then it too will take a little bit of time to generate the documents. So this pretty much concludes the Scrivis tutorials. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to watch all of these. If you have any questions, please feel free to send them to me. I'm available at decafbad.net. That's decafbad.net. Also, check out the Scrivis website for additional information. That's available at www.scrivis.net. There's also additional online reference. There are lots of things that I didn't really cover in the Scrivis tutorials that you will probably want to check out on the Scrivis.net online references and on the wikis as well. There's also a couple of other tutorials on there. So if you want more of a print tutorial, that's available to you. This concludes the Scrivis tutorials. Thank you very much for your time. My name is Craig Maloney. I'll see you out there. Thanks.